Well, I hate to pick on my mother because at this point I consider her a pretty expert user. But I remember the first time I picked up one of my mother's documents and I looked at it, and the way she had chosen to set up her formatting and her indentations is she would type along, and when she wanted a new line, she'd hit enter. And then she would tab over so she had everything the way she wanted it. And so she would have an entire paragraph indented, 2 inches in, by hitting enter and hitting tab to move it over where she wanted it. Now, I consider that a very unsophisticated user. They're not even using the capabilities that every word processor has. Well, after I showed her how to set margins, oh, she's like a new woman. Oh, this is fabulous. I didn't know you could do this. Well, every word processor can do that. Every single one. So, if you're just an average user, you're just going to sit down, you're going to use the product, and you're not going to think about it. If you want to mark text in bold, you're going to highlight it, you're going to click on the little bold icon, or you're going to go to the menu and you're going to say, make that bold, and you're going to be done. If you are a more advanced user and you've spent the time to have someone teach you how to do it, there are excellent books that discuss how to do all these things. Jean Hollis Weber, oh my goodness, she has this book on advanced manipulations inside of writer documents. I've read that book like 3 times. And every time I read it, I go, oh my, I didn't know you could do that. I mean, just amazing advanced usages. It just didn't occur to me. And that's after I already considered myself an advanced user. But for the styles, if I want to mark all the authors in bold, I can go through my document and I can mark everything in bold. Or in OpenOffice, I can create a character style and I can say, this character style I'm going to use to format the names of all my authors. And I'll give it some meaningful name like author style or something. And then if my publisher says, I really don't want all those things in bold, I don't have to go through all my documents, I just have to change the style. And in fact, I'll probably do it in a template, which is something else that OpenOffice supports. And if I modify my template, next time I open my document will say, hey, someone changed the template. Do you want me to update all my styles? And suddenly I make the change in one place, and I have 30 chapters sitting in 30 different files, and they all are updated to reflect that change. I don't have to go through all of them. So, as you become a more advanced user, that's when you will really start to notice the differences between Microsoft Office and OpenOffice. And I remember when I first started using it, and I had been using Describe, a really nice word processor that well, they no longer make it, which is unfortunate. It was very nice. And I was using Microsoft Word, and I was using WordPerfect, and I'd find a few things in OpenOffice, and I'd, maybe think a little bit for some of the advanced things I wanted to do. And after I spent 5 minutes researching how to do it, oh, of course, that makes sense. That's probably how you should do it. So it's ready for prime time. It's ready for the novice users. Just pick it up and use it. The advanced users may take a little more training, but the advanced users, they probably don't really need the training because most of them, they're already familiar with the concept. It's only a question of how does that concept map into OpenOffice.
So if it's good enough, why?